Speaking of music.
Oh, Ross.
How's that for a transition?
Oh, Dominic.
Got another local band with a new CD out, the Fountainheads. They're two brothers from St. Paul. They sort of make, old-fashioned Beatles-esque music. The lead singer is... his voice takes a little getting used to, but the CD's called What Means So Much, and will end with one of their songs. Their CD release show is Saturday at O'Gara's Garage in St. Paul. And the other big thing this weekend is the Basilica Block Party, but I'm doing air quotes when I say big because the lineup is a bit lacking.
I haven't even heard about it this year. I guess that's why, eh?
Yeah, it's Gavin Rossdale, who is
the lead singer. Oh, Chris's Bush. Favorite band. No, One Republic.
Is that One Republic.
Which is One Republic.
He's always singing that apologize song to me.
I am so not. Oh,
Every Monday, it's like, Chris, shut up.
Oh, man. Although maybe there'll be a Gwen Stefani sighting, huh?
Oh, she's ready to pop that kid out any day. Maybe there won't be a Gavin Rossdale.
I think when she needs time alone, she's like, Gavin, go make a solo record. You know, I need to...
Here's some money.
And play a prestigious cathedral booking.
And, you know, beyond that, it's all, you know, Missy Higgins is an Australian singer-songwriter. She can, you know, probably fill the fine line on her own. Augustana is a kind of a Coldplay-esque band there. But it's sort of like a bunch of little / mid-level acts. There's not any sort of real big draw.
It's a bunch of people they booked hoping they would have a hit, and then they didn't. Well, One Republic did, though.
One Republic has had a lot of hits. They're really dull live. I saw them last December. The big surprising thing is I can't believe they didn't book Jacob Dylan, who has a solo album out, because Cities 97, I think, sometimes just plays Wallflowers songs for like 3 hours straight. But they didn't get a solo Jacob Dylan, so.
Or Dan Wilson? No Gary Lawrence? No one?
No.
Wow. They really dropped the ball this year.
I think that Cities 97, you know, the Sampler and the Basilica Block Party, I think they have a following that will follow them to the end of the earth. So I'm sure the attendance will be fine. I just think it's not going to be a real memorable one.
There you go.
I'm pondering who will show up for the O'Gara CD release party if the Basilica Block Party is going on.
Well, it's a good question.
I don't know.
It's a big world, big market, lots of people.
I don't know. Economy, it's all hurting. Gas money.
All right. I'm going to have signal Ross to think of this week's secret word while I tell you that last week's secret word winner was Tom, and Tom, I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, Tom Rizor. He did email in the correct word last week, which was dubage, and for that he will be showered with fabulous Pioneer Press merchandise. Ross, the glimmer has come to Ross's eye, which tells me that he does have this week's secret word, and it is...
Stalking Susan.
Stalking
Susan. Oh, I was hoping it would be Don Shelby.
No, stockings. Aww. No, we can't confuse people. It's Stalking Susan. So you want to send that, you can email it to podcasts, that's podcast plural, podcasts@twincities.com. Send us the secret word. And if you have a funny last name, please tell us how to pronounce it so we don't slaughter it next week. But I think that is all we have for this week. I'm Dominic Papatola.
Ross Rallo.
Chris Hewitt.
Amy Carlson-Gustafson.
We'll see you next week.